On our program today, there we go. We are visiting with Mike Zalotti, Boone County Planning, Development, Health, and Sanitation. Mike?
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
And same to you, sir. Yes, good morning.
It's, what a way to start it, huh?
We're off to a great start, yes. First thing, with a good snowfall. So. Yeah.
Well, hey, it happens.
It is that time of year. So.
It certainly is. Yep. I know that this is, and I mentioned earlier, you know, that when we would be visiting, one of the things that we always usually get a chance to visit about in January is Radon Awareness Month. You've been doing this for a while. You did it even before you were part of planning and development. You did a lot of the health and sanitation part. We've gone through a lot of awareness months, shall we say. And, you know, I just you and I, we always say if this was a green gas or if you could really smell it, it would be a different situation.
Yeah, but, it wouldn't be an issue. Yep. You know, programs come and go, grants come and go at the state level and the national level, but radon exists and it hasn't changed a bit. And it's still creating problems. It's still causing lung cancer. And so we're trying to regroup the wagons, I guess, maybe, if you want to call it that, and bring attention to it again this year, get a little more active than we've been in the last few years. And really just try to bring it back to the forefront again, because it's still a problem and still creating issues. And so we're going to take a more active stance in that this year, and in fact have a seminar coming up at the Boone Erickson Library on January 17th, as a matter of fact, at 10:30. And I'm sure you'll be hearing lots more about that from the library. But it's on a Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m., and going to do our traditional radon seminar. And we will have a few kits that we're going to give away to folks there. So not like we used to get, where we used to have hundreds of them, but we'll have three at least that we can raffle off to participants. So looking forward to that coming up on Saturday the 17th.
Okay. Well, my calendar is showing the 17th of January is a Friday.
Oh, did I pick the wrong?
You're in 25. We need 20. You're on 24.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's the 18th.
It's going to be the 18th.
I'm looking at Friday.
Okay.
So, yep. It's going to be Saturday the 18th.
Okay.
Yep. We're getting there.
We got it got it all clarified. One thing, and I know because I've seen, I get a chance to watch the meetings or the supervisors, and I keep track of what's happening there. And I do know that recently, supervisors, in particular, Supervisor Eric Kretzinger, came back, and I know he had seen some of the data, and he started asking a lot of questions about it. And again, this is always something that your office has pursued. Health and sanitation has always been working to increase awareness, but he really wanted to kind of rejuvenate everything and get it going again.
Right. Yeah. And especially, he actually even surprised me with some of the statistical data that he found. And I was shocked. And when he told us that Boone is
Boone County, yeah.
I think he said number two in the state of Iowa for all incidences of cancer across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, radon just being a part of that. And the whole state of Iowa, of course, is above the high hazard limit. Most susceptible to radon, you know, in our homes. So it definitely is. And, you know, of course, we've had employees and friends and relatives all suffer with different cancers. And
sure.
It is something to take seriously. Absolutely.
And I know on the parts of radon, and people go, well, how do you know it is? Yeah, I mean, we know people, and we'll have the announcement on as well that's going to be on the air, but people that have never smoked, never been, you know, around a lot of smoke or anything like that, but their homes have tested very high for radon, and they have had lung cancer and passed as a result of it.
Right. And folks close to home as well. And you bring up a good point, Jim. I mean, you know, we shouldn't assume, I suppose, that everybody knows that we can test so easily for it. But that is true. It is so easy to test. It's inexpensive. It costs $12 to do a test, and you can find out. And that's the only way to know. Like you said, it's colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. It enters from the soil into our homes, just from wind pressure and things even against the home. So everything that touches the ground that's enclosed can be at a risk for radon. So every building should be tested. We encourage that, and the state encourages that all the way from the federal government, EPA on down. It was actually became a real issue back in the 80s. It was discovered actually by a guy by the name of Stanley Watrous in Pennsylvania. Was an engineer at a nuclear power plant building a power plant, and he kept coming to work and setting off the radon monitors, and they didn't have any fuel in the facility yet, and or not radon monitors, yeah, but radioactivity, sure, monitors. And he kept setting them off, and they're like, what is going on? There's not even any fuel here. Well, they started to look into it and found out his home was in the hundreds of levels. And incredibly. So he's credited with actually bringing it to the forefront and awareness, and
the accidental
almost by accident.
Accidental discovery.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, yeah, it accumulates in your clothing and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And we do have test kits available here, short-term test kit. It's a 3 to 7 day kit. It, like I said, it costs $12. We have them here in stock at the office. We can order more if need be, and it's the only way to test. So, unfortunately, it doesn't go by neighborhoods or blocks or areas. It could be one house could be high, and the next house could be low, and then third house could be high again. So the only way to know is to test.
I think, and it can vary times of the year. That's why we go January, because it's usually when most homes are closed up,
right,
and the air is contained inside.
Yes, and the EPA has a specific protocol that they suggest. They suggest that you start with a short-term test kit, again, the $12 test kit, and depending on the levels that you might find would dictate when you should take action. Four is the magic number where they suggest that the risk is high enough that you should take action. And, of course, you know, we don't want to scare people. It is, you know, statistically speaking, we're talking about an exposure over many years. But the same thing, you know, the higher the levels, the longer the time, the greater the exposure, the greater the risk. And like you say, you know, there's people that have never smoked, that have developed lung cancer. They say statistically, if you're a smoker and have radon, the risk is 7 times higher.
Ooh.
So, and what we're talking about is, you know, about 70 people per 1,000 you know, would develop lung cancer,
sure,
over an exposure based on at the level of 4. So, and the higher the levels, the greater the risk. So, as the levels rise, of course, the statistics go up from there. So,
I know, and I know there are some guidelines the state has where, on some facilities, some buildings that are being used for different purposes, they require different tests on it. We're talking residential homes where people, you're not being told you have to. It's just suggested. If you got an opportunity to get it, do a test. And I remember when we had the free test kits, people were taking them, and some of them used them, some of them put them on the counter and forgot about them and things like that.
Yep.
But it's just to know, and the information is all, I mean, it comes to them.
Right.
If they want to share it with you, that's something else.
Right. Yeah, it is a confidential test. We don't get copies of the results or anything like that. It's confidential to the owner of the property that sends in the test, and the results come back by email to them in about a week, and it's a very simple test. It's simply you hang up the test kit in the lowest level of the home, expose it for between 3 and 7 days, and then tape it up, drop it in the mail, and the results come back in about a week or so.
Okay. And then, again, because that's all of a sudden people will say, oh, but if it comes back high, well, then it's basically another test. Then we recommend another test.
Yeah, depending on the levels. And if the, of course, the average in Boone County statistically over the years is about double the recommended action limit. So our
right around eight
or levels, or hang around 8, 8.3, something like that. And so it, we're about double the level. So they recommend if you're between 4 and 8 that you do a confirmatory short-term test. That you do a long-term test between 4 and 8. In that test, it's a little more expensive kit. It's about $25 to $30, but that stays in the house through the seasons up to 1 year. And that will measure, of course, the seasonal differences between, you know, winter and summertime and whatnot. And then they'll take an average throughout that test period. If you're over 8, then they suggest you do another short-term confirmatory test between 3 and 7 days and then take action based on the average of the two tests that you've done for that. And then, of course, the higher the numbers, the more urgent that it is that you take action. And, of course, I think many people are familiar with Mark Trueblood from Ogden, the mayor of Ogden, has been very gracious to work with us and has had personal experience with this. His own wife, who had never smoked, had gotten sick with lung cancer. The doctor suggested they test her house. They did find very high results, and of course, they wish they had found it earlier. And so Mark has been an activist to help us get awareness out there. Again, it's a voluntary program. It's totally voluntary. There's no committals or requirements to do it. Just do the test and be informed. That's the big thing.
So you talk about action levels. Let's talk about action. What kind of actions are we talking about?
Sure. Yes. So in most cases, there's two things that people do to remove the radon from the home. So it's a combination generally, depending again on the levels. In most cases, for an existing home, they would use what they call an active radon system. It's simply a collection, air collection system, where they drill a hole in the floor in the lowest level and put a vent pipe from that lowest level all the way up through the house, hopefully, and out through the roof, and just give the gas a place to go. And that's easier than coming into the house. So in most cases in existing homes, they'll put a fan up in the attic towards the highest level of the home, and that fan will draw the air from underneath the floor slab and then exhaust it out through the roof, and without giving it a chance to come into the home. So the combination of installing that vent pipe and then sealing any cracks, crevices, open areas around plumbing or anything like that, sump pumps, any of those things, they can be covered up and sealed where they're still accessible if repairs need to be made. But, of course, for instance, a sump pump in a basement is very good at collecting water. When it's dry, of course, or the pipe's not full of water, there's air movement there, and that air movement collects radon gas very good as well. And so that's often a key area that requires some action there. So they just seal the cracks and seal up any openings and give the gas a place to go, and it's the easiest way to remove that from the home.
And the other, again, that's on existing ones. I'm thinking new construction, because I know you get to work with this on the planning development side, seeing that. And we do have a lot of new homes being built, new residences being built. Do a lot of them now, do they put in some sort of a passive system right away? I know Habitat
Homes do.
It is quite
common, yes, to install passive radon systems. And again, it's the same type of thing. They take action when they're building the home to make sure any cracks and things are sealed. They often use plastic sheeting underneath the concrete floors and things to provide a barrier there. And then those homes generally are passive systems. They have everything except the electric fan. And so that oftentimes is enough to reduce the radon levels. And if it's not, for whatever reason, once the home is built and finished in, they suggest testing every 2 years in every home. And if it doesn't take care of it, then you can always add an active fan to exhaust and help lower those levels. And in most cases, that fan uses about the same electricity as a nightlight, about a 10 or 20 watt bulb.
Sure.
Nothing big, so it's not a huge expense there. And when we talk about fixing homes, the average cost is about $1,500 to $2,000 to put in a mitigation system in an existing home. Of course, that varies very widely because homes are different. Some have crawl spaces that have dirt floors. Others have concrete and are accessible. Some are finished, some are not. You know, so there's lots of variation there. But it's in that, usually in that ballpark. And when you think about it, that type of renovation, I mean, even though it's, you know, it's not very visible, hopefully it's usually almost hidden, but it's so important. You know, we would spend thousands of dollars on a fireplace or a swimming pool or a concrete driveway, but people hesitate to do that on a something that can save their life. So it's so important these days to take that action and find out by testing.
First thing is, yeah, test and find out for sure. And if it does get into the taking action time, we have contractors around here that have their certifications for helping with that. So,
yeah, it's become quite popular in and around you know, Boone County and Des Moines and Ames and whatnot. There's lots of contractors out there that do that, and you know, it's available. So it's not hard to do. It is particular. We certainly suggest that you get a licensed contractor to do that. It does require licensed contractors at the state level to do any sort of radon work for hire. And because if it's not done properly, it can actually make it worse. So, you know, if you go on the internet, there's all kinds of information available there. And of course, we suggest people use a reputable website like the EPA's website or the University of Iowa and get you know, good solid information. There's all kinds of hacks and people that have come up with different shortcuts and things. But
oh, yeah.
If it's done wrong, it can actually increase the radon levels in people's homes.
I know that, again, you mentioned the kits do cost. Best way to go about acquiring a kit, doing something like that, do go on Amazon? What do we do? Do you have extras at the office people can buy? What's happened?
Yes, we do. We do try to keep them in stock. They do have a shelf life, so we don't always have tons of them, but we do try to keep them in stock. And they are $12 from us. That's the actual cost that it costs us to get them from the American Heart Association and or the American Lung Association, I'm sorry. And they are available here. They are available in, you can buy them in the home improvement stores and things like that. They're about double the price, so it is a good deal to get them through us. It does include the postage fees and the testing, so it's just $12 to do the test. And that will get you a result back with no additional fees.
All right. And then, again, they go from there once you do the testing. I think still it's one of those things. I've seen the map of Iowa, and unfortunately there's a lot of red on that map.
Yeah, every county in Iowa is at the highest radon exposure level. So, and Boone County's rates are more than double of what the EPA suggests that people take action at. So the only way to know is to test and then be informed.
And don't just say, well, my neighbor tested, he was okay. The other neighbor tested, they were okay. So we must be okay too. Not
right.
Necessarily, because
yeah.
Varies
yep.
House to house, block to block.
Yes. Yep, every single house can vary with that. So, unfortunately, that's the case. We need to test every single one.
All right. So that's all happening. And, again, the office has a lot more information on it. Once again, you said January 18th, Saturday, we'll be at the library. You'll have a presentation there. We used to do a lot of different presentations over the time. But, again, like you said, things have changed. But the one thing that hasn't is radon levels are still very high here in Boone County.
That's correct. for sure.
Oh, more things to go and work on, too. Otherwise, I was going to say, planning, development, health, sanitation open for a new year. You had a very busy 2024.
Yes, we did. Permits have been quite active. I mean, even right up until the end of the year. In fact, I have two brand new permits even this morning in my system that I'm working on. And so it's still things, I don't know how people are doing it, but they are. And so, yep, it's been very active. Passports have been very active. Lots of folks coming in. We had a record year with passports, I think, this past year. And it's shaping up to start out even higher this year.
Pretty quick. I mentioned earlier on the news, I think I said, if you're planning on heading out of country on spring break, start the process now if you haven't updated your passport. Make sure you get that done.
Yes, now is the time to do it. Fortunately, the Department of State has gotten pretty well the system back up to speed, and things are in the 4 to 6 week average for normal time frames. It can be expedited down to 2 to 4 weeks with an extra $60 fee. We do them every day, Monday through Friday, here at the office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we can do the photos to help people. So it's a one-stop shop. Folks just need to bring their identification, their driver's license is the best, their birth certificate for new passports, and we can do the photos, and we have all the forms and things here, and make sure to bring a check or money order for the payment that goes with the application that's sent to the Department of State.
And that's on the passport side. I wanted to go back to your permitting, because are all your permits are available online right now, aren't they?
Yes, we are 100% electronic now in planning and development, health and sanitation. And so everything we do is available online on the GEO permits. There is a link to there from the Beacon website, which I think most people are familiar with, or from our website as well, boonecounty.iowa.gov. And it's all done very easily. And folks that have access to the internet can do that. And even if they have troubles even trying to do it online, certainly we can do them still here at the counter. But we can also, once a permit is started in the system, we can see it from our end. So folks that are having a little difficulty or might have a question, they can call in and we can help walk them through it as well.
Welcome through that process. Mike Cilotti, Boone County Planning, Development, Health, and Sanitation, our guest on our program today. And again, it is Radon Awareness Month. If you have questions, stop in the office or give them a call. Very easy to do.
Indeed. Yep.
Mike, thanks for visiting with us. Have a great day. Drive careful, and we'll visit with you again next time.
You as well, Jim. Thanks very much.
Once again, Mike Cilotti, Boone County Planning and Development, Health and Sanitation, our guest on our Tuned In program today.